Then we now ask, what's the best exercise against arrhythmia? Then it is the ah and the ooh exercise. Because in a way, you can say that reflects a little bit actually how the heart comes into existence in the way the heart makes in an embryo, when it comes from a sphere actually far out before it really enters the body and comes in. Yeah? And the streams of blood, they go between this periphery and the center back and forth. And only after birth, it starts to really change, and the energy of the heart is very much contained or needed in our body. So when we want to address the basic rhythm the heart lives in, then it is between cosmos and earth, and that's reflected in this exercise. And to just recollect, or to ask, to find how is the SM doing the heart well, I want to just repeat a little bit this massage idea. So if you have your hands out there, and then try to create a sort of sphere where you always have this S, this gliding and the arriving. And the gliding and the arriving. And the gliding and the arriving. And the gliding and the arriving. And then let go. And let's do it once again, that we have this open R gesture. And this R isn't streaming in towards this realm. Just experience this. In a way, this realm comes into existence. And now just follow this a little bit with the S and M, that good forces accompany this process and bring its protective energies along to the heart. S and M here is this arriving M. And S and M. And then just let go and remember that we had this crossing over of the hands. It's like the heart lies into our chest. And now try to make a few such cozy movements as M to arrive in there, really encompassing it. So create this R, your human being wanting to be born. Let this streaming in happen. And make yourself aware that the center comes into existence, which needs protection. Then sense your hands, and now start three movements, S, M, S, M, S, M, and slowly let your hands meet, M. And then again, arrive at your heart and let the hands sink. And when you look at the heart, then the muscles in the heart, they are actually spiraling in from top to bottom and inwardly up again. So you have spirals. So when we create the spiral, we somehow address the idea of how the heart has built itself. And then the heart knows, oh, you're speaking about me. Yeah, that's how we address it. And we can do it in this consciousness. Not, oh, that's the heart, I know, but just caring that this building needs protection and needs to be accompanied. It needs me. So open up your arms to this side and to this side, two different kinds of energies. Let them flow towards yourself. Notice the heart energy coming about at the heart center. And then follow this way in with the gentle moving hands, S and M, S and M, S and M, S and M, and in which way ever, just spiral in. Here you are, arrived. We've made it. It was a long way. We made it. And then the way open up, then you just open up and you make a spiral to take your heart into your hands like this. And then just spiral in again. And when you look at the blood vessels, which how they are the corona vessels, huh? They come out of the heart and then just they go around and nourish the heart. So the first blood vessel that comes out of the heart is for the heart. The heart cares for itself. So when you are here now and then you open up, then you know, I have the energy I want to go to in the periphery, but first of all, I have to care for myself. Do it again, just spiral in. Yeah? And then spiral out, but arrive at yourself. I have to care for myself. That's what the heart knows it needs. And only then stream forward. Short, long, short, long, short, long, short, long. And when the hands are stretched out, you know you can let go because I have arrived at myself. Because that's why you came to Earth, to walk through Earth. And then in a way you reconnect with the anyway, the background, huh? Behind everything. And you connect with right and left. And here, try to practice a little bit, not telling yourself I have to, but that's the realm of trust. Here, I'm embedded. That's my family. I'm part of the whole. And this, the heart feels. That's the realm of my inspiration. Everything comes from here, and try to listen this. And then just return to yourself first. Let go there and really return. Find yourself in this sphere. And now you need this courage, but a courage built on trust, and then you open up into the art gesture. Yes, I'm ready to receive what's wanted to come, what's meant to arrive. And then you do this forward, long, short. And here you put all the care which you need to enter life, to risk your life, to be ready to meet. What's that? Go a little bit backwards that you can see my feet. And then just notice, yes, my heart is there, but it needs protection. And then this S, in a way, is what we did with this S in the beginning. Huh? In a way, that's fine, fine, fine. What's lying in this S? Coming along. Let's do a few more bows. S. All the shields of shelter a heart needs. coming along. And take your time to realize these forces are accompanying your heart. And try to feel this, that you're in you, in your heart, and through you, your heart feels there is this. I can relax. And then do what I have said, that use your feet a little bit, to as if you would drink the energy of the earth. I came here and the earth responds. And it's like a well from there, nourishing my heart from my walking on earth. Because I walk, I get nourishment, because I fulfill what I intended or what I opened up towards to. And then just stop, and the heart feels rich, but now it needs caring for itself. Care for your heart first. Take it in your hand, and all the freshness you have brought with you, give it to your heart. Before, short, long. And all the time when you walk backwards, feel this care your heart has received. And this carefulness you pass on without losing anything yourself. And then you arrive here. And then you can recollect. This feeling to be with your family, to be in your family, and try to make it a bodily experience. So you must not only experience yourself, but also a little bit the space you connect with as not being empty and not being strange, but like being you. That's you. The whole thing is me. And then just let go. Arrive in your heart. Care for your heart. Let go. Carefully sit down and just stay a little bit, or bring with you that we went through right now. Just listen to, yeah, whatever. Just connect with yourself. And what I tried to address now with the question, what is the right, best exercise, best sequence for arrhythmia? Then I try to put forward this, in a way you can say, soul aspect of the exercise. And the archetypal aspect of the exercise. And that you bring them two together. And that in a way you do it in a way that you, when you do a certain part of the exercise, that you try to open up to that kind of experience, and or you look out for that. And then you do the next part. But that you really can connect with what a heart needs, and that you understand what the heart needs, and that these forces are also there and experienceable. And that would be my hope, that over time your heart can connect with these carrying rhythms. Relax into those rhythms. Gain inner trust on a physical level, which is, yeah, because you are full of courage. You have everything you need in your soul. But on your physical level, the heart also must experience the spirits are with me. I can completely relax into them. I can breathe them. And with this exercise, if you do it with these aspects in mind, you can lead your heart a little bit towards this kind of trust, supportedness, and the experience, I am the cosmic rhythm. Why not living it?